too.
Yeah, they're more expected to be the breadwinner in things, which is associated with engineering, computer science, and the highest paying careers.
And that is also probably why there's more women in like psychology and like those kind of jobs that are lower paying. Because even if guys are interested in it or maybe like it, it's kind of like the reverse for what we're talking about too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is like there is pretty severe consequences, I guess, for women too, because like we're missing out on high paying jobs
and
like interest, like obviously there's interesting careers and things other than these physics and engineering and stuff like that, but if someone's interested in it, there's definitely some barriers to getting in there.
Yeah. The thing is, I feel like it's ingrained so deeply that these values, like personally for me, it's not that I never thought I couldn't go into physics or computer science or things, it's that I was just not interested. But
yeah, me neither.
Yeah, but how is that interest created? Because
it's hard to like disentangle.
Yeah, it's like
socialization or
was I
like genetics.
Yeah, like was I not interested because I was just I just gravitate towards health sciences, or was I just not interested because I was told, like, don't go play with the blocks, or don't...
Yeah.
Things...
But, I mean, 44% of women in mathematics, I feel like, is...
It's a higher...
It's pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
So...
But, yeah, just those top three is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But we're getting there. We're getting there. But...
Kind of. Yeah, we're definitely, like, yeah, like the PSA you said, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think? What do you think we can do? To just start, because I honestly tried to think of some things that were more like role models and things, but even I don't feel like I believe in just having more role models is the only solution.
Yeah, I think more like early and equal kind of exposure to more STEM-based things would be good. Like, I know that there's camps out there and or even integrating it into the school system a bit more, just and like encouraging. And that's what we're doing right now, is like encouraging girls to go into STEM. But yeah, it's not like a one kind of solution there. What do you think?
I am definitely in agreement with the early childhood experiences. I know that I'm not sure of the actual effects, but the gender neutral toys of having girls and boys play with the same thing, but there is actually still a bias that girls will still just naturally gravitate towards the dolls and the thing instead of the blocks. So are females in general just want to be caring biologically? It's confusing. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't, and it's not like being caring is even a negative characteristic at all.
Yeah, it's a good characteristic. But when it gets to the point of people pleasing, then it...
Yeah, and, like, not being... Like, feeling stereotyped from these kinds of other opportunities in STEM and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I think that is a big reason for, like, women not going in is because of, like, stereotype threat. That's... I feel like...
Is that
if I was considering going into STEM, I would definitely think also about, like... how I would be kind of perceived as, like, a woman there, and how you're always trying to... Like, you're basically having to prove yourself.
Yeah, prove
all
yourself
the time.
Everything. Yeah, because I actually did not even think that far for majors. Like, I was just thinking, oh, I'm immediately not smart enough for this major.
I just don't like math, and I just, no, I'm okay. I don't need that to be my life.
But I feel like also women don't like math more on average compared to guys, because I know that I was... doing a little
research. Where does that statistic... Okay.
Yeah, whereas I have a statistic somewhere. I know it. I know that it's real, but that math teachers, especially in childhood, high school, middle school, they all underestimate, I think, girls' abilities in math, particularly, and that is difficult to change because it's such an early...
Yeah, because I don't think there's any gender discrepancies with, like, ability in regard to math.
Yeah,
and stuff like that. Like, it's pretty much performing on an equal level.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the amount of girls going, like, pursuing it is different.
Yeah.
So it's not, like, an ability thing at all.
No. No. I know that we did a combined reading of a study, and that there was, what are those, histograms? No. trying to go back on my graphs here. It was like this Japanese candlestick bar, or Japanese candlestick graphs, and it showed. I pulled that out from the stock market because they use the same types of graphs.
Okay.
But the girl and the boys, they for their GPA, high school GPAs, they are very, very similar. Mm-hmm. It's just that boys have typically more. Higher quartile values, so there's more smarter boys, but on average girls are smarter.
Okay.
Yes. So yeah, the averages for both girls are slightly higher, but there's just
guys,
yeah, there's more dumber and more dumber and smarter guys on averages are in the extreme values. So, yeah, there is no ability difference, really.
Yeah.
That is so dire.
Yeah, where it would, like, skew the class rate so highly.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's another thing. That's another day, another topic. But,
yeah.
Okay, I think, we've talked a lot.
Yeah.
We talked a lot.
Sorry, guys. You've just been listening to us talk about this. But, I mean, it is something we're definitely passionate about.
Yeah, it's such an important topic. Okay, mm-hmm. I think we're going to go to the next song.
Yeah, I'm sorry we don't have any answers, really.
Yeah, we have no answers.
It's just more of a discussion on why this is happening and just raising awareness about it, I guess.
Yeah, just raise awareness. So don't, if you're a woman and you want to go into STEM, go for it, 100%. You have the same abilities as any guy, and just go for it. So
Do it.
Speaking of that, we're going to play some female music, artists.
The next song is going to be Fever in My Heart by Julia Julia.
So we hope you enjoy.
Please enjoy.
Thank you. Know that I meant it from the start. We could be more than just a moment. Can I just contemplate my love? Even sacrifice the way I do it for you. Both hands around my waist. Hold on to your embrace. Pain, no pleasure. Why is so bad? Time won't wait up. Now or never. You're more than just a taste. Taste. Show me you're here to stay. No second go to waste. Right next to you, my place.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you're tuning into Slumber Party. So I'm
DJ Coco. And I am DJ Star.
We're just going to do a little introduction for those last couple songs and some of the background. So that one before this song, you heard Vampire Weekend's Prep School Gangsters, and this is from their new album, Only God Was Above Us. And I thought, even though not female, not Canadian, I just decided to put this in because I saw their concert last weekend at Deer Lake Park in Burnaby, and it was awesome. Mm-hmm. Absolutely awesome. And
it was outdoors.
Yeah, it was outdoors.
That's so nice.
Beautiful day. There was food trucks. Everyone was in a great mood. And yeah, it was, honestly, could just do that night over and over again and life would be good. But
every night.
Vampire Weekend it up. But yeah. And then the one you just heard right now was by Moonshine, Amal, Aluna, Vaney Fox, and this is their song, whoa, Pain and Pleasure, and the album name is too long, so I'm not going to say it.
I can say it. I have it up here. Noir Fever Presente Moonshine y la Federación Internacional y du Bruit.
Oh, we got the French accent.
I got the little,
I can't do it. Me and my like 6 years of French can't do this.
I'm sorry, guys, for that abomination, but it's okay. And the next song that you're going to be listening to is Dámelo Todo by Ariana Puello from her album Así Lo Siento Yo. And she is a Dominican female rapper who is one of the first women to make her mark on Spanish hip hop. And this entire album is honestly just so good. You should definitely give her a listen. And yeah,
hope you enjoy.
Dime que tú también tienes ganas de guay. Será la primavera y todo lo que tú quieras. Quédate conmigo, verás lo que te espera. Te lo pongo fácil, a ver si te enteras. Oye, quiero que me comas toda entera. Anda, ven pa' acá, dame un masajito. Así, despacito, tócame suavecito. Me derrito, todo se humedece. Dale a tu ruca lo que se merece. No tengas reparo, que estoy en mis 13. Algo entre tus piernas parece que crece. Hay fresas y champán en la nevera, ¿te apetece? Hace tiempo que no vemos cómo amanece. Música de ambiente, pasión ardiente. Puro desenfreno, estoy impaciente. Pero antes déjame jugar con tu pistola de chocolate. Así es como me mola, sí. Dámelo todo, papi, dámelo todo. Dámelo todo, papi, dámelo todo. No tengo dinero, pero soy feliz. Tengo a mi negro lindo que me hace sentir. Dámelo todo, papi, dámelo todo. Dámelo todo, papi, dámelo todo. No tengo dinero, pero soy feliz. Tengo a mi negro lindo que me hace sentir. Ay, Dios mío, qué poderío. Ole la gracia que tiene el jodío. Todo esto es solo mío. Voy a dejarte seco, perdido. Dime, cariño, ¿te gusta cómo lo hago? Yo me pongo encima, tú te pones debajo. Con un 69 rematemos el trabajo. Antes de empezar a cabalgar a destajo. Mi estado es febril ante tu miembro viril, sí. Dámelo todo, papi, dámelo, sí. Luces, cohetes, lluvia de confetis. Es la hora del esperado festín. Mil posturas probamos, seguimos, paramos. Muévete y no pares que al final casi llegamos. Ya viene papito, te quiero, te amo. Mi hombre, mi negro, el puto amo, puto amo. Dámelo todo, papi, dámelo todo. Dámelo todo, papi, dámelo todo. No tengo dinero, pero soy feliz. Tengo a mi negro lindo que me hace sentir. Dámelo todo, papi, dámelo todo. Dámelo todo, papi, dámelo todo. No tengo dinero, pero soy feliz. Tengo a mi negro lindo que me hace sentir. Sudor, calor, oye, tremendo revolcón. No hay nada mejor como el sexo con amor. Cama deshecha, cristales empañados. Se habrá enterado hasta la vecina de al lado. Escucha, primo, estuvo divino. Quiero pedirle otro deseo a Cupido. Tal vez si froto un poco otra vez lo consigo. ¿Qué te parece, chulo, si repetimos? Dámelo todo, papi, dámelo todo. Dámelo todo, papi, dámelo todo. No tengo dinero, pero soy feliz. Tengo a mi negro lindo que me hace sentir. Dámelo todo, papi, dámelo todo. Dámelo todo, papi, dámelo todo. No tengo dinero, pero soy feliz. Tengo a mi negro lindo que me hace sentir.
Thank you.
dug yourself into your gut. It was stuck so deep that it couldn't get out. Something told me it was there, seeping through your veins, trying to explain. Felt belittling, and I was weak to empty eyes. We come for some love, tell each other what's been going.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. I am DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco. And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
Oh, yeah. I think this is going to be the last time we're talking to you guys tonight.
Yes, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But we thank you so much for being here for every Tuesday, 6 to 7. Mm-hmm. We had a great time, and so hopefully you did too, if you were listening the whole way through.
Yeah, we hope so. The song that we played right before this was
Goat Girl. But mm-hmm. It was, yeah, Goat Girl, Words Fell Out, and I think that was the only... Oh, we played one more as well. Oh, but we can't even remember.
No, I don't think we did.
No, we didn't? Okay, never mind. I lied.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
Nothing happened.
But anyways, up next will be Revolution Rock at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then 1 hour after at 8 p.m., we have Bitcoover featuring our music coordinator, Connor. So
yay.
Stick around for that as well. And so I think we're just going to end today with one more song. This is... Zena's I'm You, and she's from Montreal, and this is from her album Eastern Confessions, and definitely recommend go checking it out because such a great album. I love it so much. So I'm gonna play it now and we're gonna say goodbye.
Goodbye, guys. Bye. Have a good night.
Thank you.
See you guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.